Jhené and Gola Jr., the podcast.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
It's your mom and dad. We're here to celebrate your 31st birthday and to say how proud we are of you and how great the two of you are doing on your show. We're sorry we can't be with you, but we are going to drop this cake off that we got for you. Oh, no. What are you doing?
What?
That's for Mike.
Happy birthday.
Dear
go,
God.
Go, Shoddy. It's your birthday. Go, Shoddy. It's your birthday. Let's go. All day is a party just for you.
Apparently, it is too damn Monday.
Yeah, too Monday.
In the show this week, good Lord, we are all in trouble right now. This is a runaway freight train for the next 3 hours. Jhené Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuamuke. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for that one. Hank and Harry, watching the pugs eat cake is all I'm going to need today. And if that isn't enough, Jhené, because we're going to get to the NBA Finals are set and starting Wednesday, like in a hurry. Major League Baseball's playoffs start this week. We've got my favorite Monday Night Football matchup of the season tonight. But you, before this show, yes, it is my birthday. I am all of 31 years
snaps.
Young
snaps. You better put some snaps on there.
I got the snaps for the birthday here. Maybe. Board's not maybe, working.
Don't worry. I've got enough.
Like I say, we got them going off in style in here. But Jhené, you single-handedly tried to kill not only me, but everyone in the Bristol studios for my birthday. So shout out to you. I'm not kidding you. 3 ice cream cakes, an entire catered Chipotle meal, and 9 dozen donuts from Donut Crazy. Shout out to them. So, Jhené, you're the real MVP today. Good Lord.
Look, you're my boo, and we got to do it big. It's a big Monday in the world of sports. We finally have the NBA Finals set. We've got the football matchup we've been waiting for, like literally of our dreams. But more importantly, like my goal today was to have you eating cake every break and seeing if you'll tap out before 3 hours is done.
Honestly, we're close already. Like I looked at Devin and Cliff right in this room beforehand, and I said, guys, I might have to put a bucket right over here next to me on this chair. There's a better than 40% chance that one person on this show pukes on air today, and it's not Jhené. So job well done already, Jhené. You win.
Look, that's my goal. Let's see if we'll get there. Let's keep it turned, though, but really, happy birthday. We love you.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate all the kind words from everyone who's reached out. It is really cool, and normally I'm not a big birthday guy. During the pandemic, getting to this point feels like kind of an accomplishment. So we will celebrate accordingly as the day goes along. Shout out to Mom and Dad again for the video on there. But we did mention, we got some other stuff to get to eventually in all this. And going into the pandemic, Jhené, and going into the NBA bubble, I was not sure what we were going to get, because we know this whole situation was a little bit chaotic with everything surrounding this, and the basketball was so different. And we somehow landed on a Heat-Lakers rematch, like revenge series. I don't know who it's more revenge for right now, as LeBron and the Lakers get to take on his old boo in the Miami Heat. This is awesome.
This is amazing. I feel like this is one of the potentials you dream about if you're a basketball fan. Like LeBron James leaves Miami, and then there's sort of a question, like, will he ever win a championship? He had that whole, you know, big three situation going back to Cleveland, and then he does it. And then now, so soon, not too long thereafter, he's up for another and can be the first player to win 3 championships on 3 different teams. It's happening right now in real time. But what I love about this is, like, as much as you want to talk about the Lakers, you kind of want to talk about the Heat. You want to talk about this really cool and interesting team that has, and I had a tweet kind of pop off yesterday about like Jimmy Butler and how to some people he was a problem, but to some people we're finding out he's their solution. I love the narratives on both sides, but this is going to be great, because if this is the way that LeBron James wins his next championship in the middle of an unprecedented season where there's pandemic, there's social, you know, unrest, there's so much going on, how do you doubt him as being one of the greats?
It's impossible at this point. And I think that having that on the line versus the team that he came over and had to kind of learn how to win a championship, as everyone always described it, going down to Miami was almost like going to college for LeBron James, teaming up with Dwayne Wade and Bosh and getting those titles and getting to do it going through that particular outfit. I don't know if you could script it much better. Like, Jhené, from the NBA standpoint and the way you would write this up, if you were Adam Silver in the league and actually had a choice in these things, Lakers-Celtics, and, you know, the Boston Celtics go down much sooner than a lot of us expected. I think the Gordon Hayward injury might have had a fair amount to do with how that series went, at least not going the distance. But that one with all the history is great. This one with all the drama and what appears to be some bad blood maybe holding over appears better.
Look, the way these two teams have been trending, it makes for a great finals. I think it's one of the lowest ever seeds of like recent time. I think the five seeds to make it to the finals. And you just think about like the Lakers, they've sort of solved all the questions that really need to be answered in real time. A lot of top teams have had issues exposed. You think of the Bucks and even with the Celtics, them being young and not having playoff experience. But now on the Heat, like there's a team that's surging, that's truly hot and also is doing it in a way that we never really expected. They have an undersized center in Bam Adebayo. They have guards that are young that really didn't think that they'd be huge splashes in the league at this point, but like taking over, it's fun. It's interesting. I mean, we literally have a hero. Like we had hero ball in the Eastern Conference Finals. So like this matchup is something that we all deserved. I think the number one person that really deserved it though was Stephen A. Shout out to Stephen A. because I know it's a rough day realizing he can't ping pong between those two cities in the finals.
I know. Seeing that clip go around of Stephen A.'s Christmas wish list from First Take, we're number one on his list. Like the clairvoyant, ever-present Stephen A. said a Miami-Los Angeles finals because as so many have pointed out, we've spent most of the last however many years going back and forth between like Cleveland and NorCal, and no disrespect, but y'all aren't L.A. or Miami in this situation. It's Chanay and Golic Jr. reminding you to be a part of Chanay and Golic Jr. Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It's official. College football's back. So is your favorite Dr. Pepper-loving college football town, Fansville. Head to a store near you to treat your inner college football fan to an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today at Chanay321, at Mike Golic Jr. Let us know what you're looking forward to with this final series. And Chanay, we'll get to, I think there's some really interesting matchup points that you brought up in our pre-show meeting that I want to look for, because again, this is Wednesday. This is sneaking up on us quick, but I'd be remiss because okay. I saw J.A. Adande tweet this not too long ago, and I was kind of struck by how relevant it seemed because he tweeted this last night basically as the Miami Heat were celebrating this win and what it meant to the franchise. And he tweeted out, LeBron's the greatest player in Miami Heat history, but it's clear he's not a part of the family. Such a weird dynamic. And you saw a lot of LeBron elements, but I want to go back to Pat Riley. This is a Pat Riley postseason press conference in 2014. They lose to the Spurs. And here's what he had to say about this team and the direction it was going in the future.
This stuff is hard. And you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Like, hearing that and the direct shots. And Chanay, I don't imagine any of that feeling has faded, and it's so interesting because while Dwayne Wade, it's always going to be Wade County, those LeBron James years, we know what they were supposed to be. They still delivered two titles in those years, but it seems like with him leaving, coupled with the group they've got now that seems like the all-chip-on-your-shoulder team, this has the making of one that's going to get pretty intense pretty quick.
Speaking of which, didn't someone just get like a chip tattooed onto their shoulder? Shout out to those athletes. But yeah. No, so the weird thing about this whole, you know, situation is that even though they might find motivation from LeBron James' departure, LeBron James has found validation by departing in the sense of he won a championship also, you know, quote unquote, on his own or with like Kyrie or, you know, the difference in the big three there. He's won a championship in Cleveland and he's on the brink of winning a championship, in Los Angeles. And I think he's not really like here. His opponent is not necessarily the Heat. It's the all-time great legacy. So like this is just one of those prime opportunities where you have a top team that the last remaining top team that is considered such a huge favorite walking into a situation versus the Heat where they have normal motivation. They find motivation from anywhere and they're going to use this as motivation, him and his choice. But the thing is, LeBron James, he doesn't need that motivation because he's hanging his banners on the all-time, you know, situation in his household, which is probably covered already with too many. So, like, it's going to be interesting to see how intentional he is to win. And not just, you know, we joke about it, like, first game, test around. Like, will he try to dominate all the time, every single game from the jump?
Yeah, how he comes out after all of this and approaches that series is going to be fascinating to watch. And I think it's interesting because no one likes to feel like a stepping stone, but we all understand the hierarchy in the NBA, and it's hard to get higher than the Lakers. We saw all the stats about how many finals they've been a part of, all the things that their history leads to when it comes to this level of play. And if you're Pat Riley in the Miami Heat, you don't like feeling like you were a stepping stone to the Lakers, to the rest of LeBron's legacy. And so I can absolutely see those feelings building up. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. We'll get to more of LeBron James' legacy and the all-time discussion. What's at stake here in this finals? Because now it's real. Now we're finally on the cusp of it, so these discussions don't feel as haphazard. But coming up next, we had a big matchup of quarterbacks this week. Seahawks played the Cowboys, and if you're coming off of this one looking to criticize the Cowboys quarterback, I'll tell you why you're looking in all the wrong places. We'll get to that next. It's Chinay Ngola Jr., maybe about to throw up here on ESPN Radio.
Chinay Ngola Jr., the podcast.
He's Baby Yoda. He's Trevor Scales. I'm Jason Fitz. Yeah. Most importantly today is about Mike Ngola Jr., one of the most amazing, incredible human beings that I know in this campus, one of the best guys, one of the best dudes, one of the most awesome people we get to work with.
And really great thighs. Like, just at every turn, he never ceases to remind us, and I'm so appreciative of it. Happy birthday,
Baby. Wait. Just quick question for the crowd. Yeah. If you're going to show your thighs to the world, do you not tan them at some point?
No, I think that's a part of the allure. Like, you just kind of let them know. This ain't for everybody.
I mean,
this is just for y'all.
You know what? There's one thing I know about Mike. He's consistent. The top of his head and the inside of his thighs are colored the same.
Beautiful. That's a dismount.
Happy birthday.
Same amount of hair, too, which is incredible, all things considered. You guys... Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. See, Chinay, I told you this in the last break. Usually every year I try and get through my birthday with as little fanfare as possible, and apparently I picked the wrong one to 100%, run with around here.
100%. You know me. It was in the intro. Like, come on. I act a lot. I don't do a lot, but I act a lot.
Well, you know what? It seems like you did a fair amount here. It is appreciated. It is... Yeah, it is. It is my birthday. I cannot hide it, apparently, this year. So we're going to...
Nope.
We're going to try and do a show somewhere around all this. Again, I've eaten so much cake that I should be in like some sort of diabetic shock right now.
Chinay
has sent God knows how many ice cream cakes, Chipotle here. We are all hurting
right
now.
We're off and running.
Somehow.
Just keep eating it until, you know, the show is over, and then you can just, you know, pass out then.
The only way to it is through it, and we're going to do that right
now.
That's
the energy.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk to the voice of Monday Night Football, Steve Levy, going to be with us to help us preview the Chiefs and the Ravens tonight. I know we're both looking forward to this one, Chinay. This has been on the calendar, circled in red permanent ink for a while, but right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Because this weekend we also had a hell of a matchup here. The Dallas Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks played a hell of a football game this weekend. Chinay, I know neither of these teams are technically your side piece, but the Dallas Cowboys in the great state of Texas here taking an L to Russell Wilson, who through three games of this season looks like he is the MVP at this point, being pushed by maybe Josh Allen, which is not a phrase I thought I'd get to say.
Yeah, never thought that was going to happen, but we already agree through 3 weeks, this guy is going to get at least one MVP vote, right?
Absolutely.
Like, hands down. Good. That changes. But you know what's really interesting? Like, for me, when I look at the Seahawks team, I like seeing a team that sort of leans into the moment where you have young quarterbacks that are throwing the ball a lot and just really expanding and molding the offense toward the strength of that skill position. And with Russ, I mean, I was like going nuts just watching this game because finally I'm 0-2 in fantasy and I have Tyler Lockett on the other side. And I'm like, oh, so this is just not destined for me to be successful. I'm getting it now. But, you know, it was really cool to also see that, you know, Russell Wilson became the first NFL quarterback in history. And speaking of Mahomes and the young QBs, the first NFL quarterback in history to complete 14 career NFL touchdown passes in his first three games. Obviously, Pat Mahomes did it with 13 in, 2018. So now to see him lean into his strength, and also, you know, I feel like a lot of people are changing their perceptions of what Russell Wilson can do.
I think, and that group starts with the Seahawks themselves. It's been amazing to watch them actually allow it. And we saw a great piece on NFL Sunday Countdown by our own friend Mita Kimes, who will join us later in the show, our ESPN NFL analyst. Let Russ cook. You've heard it from everybody. put the offense and run the offense through him. And so far, as Chiné mentioned, the results have been great. This is Russell Wilson, Seahawks quarterback, talking about how much he felt like the game was on him in the offense and thriving in that situation.
Once they scored, you know, it was 31-30, you know, I believe it was. I told our guys, I said, listen, this is the drive. We want to be a championship team. We got to make it right here. And, you know, I kind of looked at Greg, you know, that drive or the drive before, right at that moment. I said, you're going to make a big-time play for us. You're going to make a big-time play. Be ready. It's coming your way. You're going to make a big-time play. And sure enough, fourth down, you know, game on the line. And, you know, he pops over him on the back end. He makes an amazing, you know, great play. He carried on the drive. We could keep going. And then DK, obviously, scampers in the back of the end zone there. And so, you know, I thought that drive was a testament of who we are as a team. High character, guys focused in, dialed in, always constantly believing, staying neutral in the midst of everything, you know, all the back and forth and everything else. And we were able to, you know, come up with a huge, huge win against a very good team in Dallas. So that was big for us. And, you know, I never feared those moments. As you know, Greg, I look forward to them, believe that we're going to make them every time.
Chiné Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. And Chiné, through all of, listen, Russell Wilson, we know he's a lot, from Mr. Unlimited to the weird video announcing his contract staying in Seattle, the bubble water, his bad dance moves behind Ciara's music videos. Through all of it,
He's still winning.
I would trust him and Tyler Lockett with my PIN number, with any amount of money that I needed in my life. These guys are the surest bet in pro sports right now. And it's nice. We always like to say give people flowers while they can still smell them. Russell Wilson has been this quarterback. This is not a new version of him as far as I'm concerned, but it's a new version of this team putting its offense in his hands. And so now he's getting all of the conversation around him and his ability that he's richly deserved for a while. And so in the interest of giving people their flowers, I'm really happy to see this, like, on a fundamental level for a guy who's been playing this kind of ball and been meaning this kind to his team.
But what about the bizarro play, the touchback with DK Metcalf? I like how it sort of came full circle. What's your take on what happened? I feel like he felt like no one was around him, so he started getting excited. But I'm glad that, like, it wasn't one of those costly plays because he had an opportunity to make up for it late. But what was your take on that?
It was very DeSean Jackson-esque, like reminiscence of the celebration before Sohan. It's a learning opportunity. And you know this, Chiné, there is nothing more dangerous than a coach coming off of a win with something easy to correct like that, because they live to light you up in those spots.
But speaking of learning moments, what about the Cowboys? They just sort of look disjointed. Obviously, Dak still put up numbers, but the amount of errors that they're, you know, yielding is just sort of disappointing, considering how we talked about them leading into the season. This is their year. They're super talented. I know there are issues on both sides of the ball, but, like, this is a cause for concern for me.
This is the Big 12 Cowboys team that I expected, Chiné, in this season, having to win games where Dak's throwing for 450 yards, because I don't think their defense is very good. You saw them on the back end having a lot of issues, and Seattle's got a talented receiving core like we've talked about here, but to give it up that often, the kind of big plays that they hit, that's concerning. So their offense knew they had to score. But if people are going to look at this and say Dak's not an elite quarterback because of this, I understand we expect a lot from him, but you also don't expect in a game to have an extra point missed, another one blocked, and then a fumbled kickoff at the 1 yard line that leads to a safety all in the same game while you're down. You're starting two offensive tackles and your backup offensive tackle. Apparently, I think I saw Jane Slater, the Cowboys reporter with the NFL, tweet that his food poisoning was so bad he got 3 IVs and couldn't finish. So your Hall of Fame right guard had to spend the last quarter at right tackle so that your rookie center could come in and kick Joe Looney to right guard. And through all of that, Dak Prescott still had a shot to win this thing at the end of the game. So I understand we hold him to a high standard, but at some point, everybody else got to carry their load too.
Now, will you need 3 IVs by the end of today so that you can finish?
There is a very good chance, Chiné, that somehow, some way, because you know what? I need to. Because I got to get to Monday night. And coming up next, that's exactly where I want to go. You and I have been talking about and looking forward to this for a long time. We visit with Chiné's Fantasy QB1.
Yes!
And look at what we can look forward to from the game that will define the season. That's next. It's Chiné Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chiné Ngola Jr., the podcast.
What the hell is this, man? I'm here thinking they held me out here, give a birthday wish to Golic. And I'm sitting there going like this. Well, damn, how old is he? Is he 60? I mean, well, how old is he right now? Are we worried? I mean, the dust is collecting on the birth certificate. Or we want to give him love. We want to give him love. And then they said it's Mike Golic Jr., who's turning 31 years of age. You're a puppy. You're a puppy. You're that young and already doing work in this business? I mean, what the hell is this world coming to? I'm trying to remember when I was your age. I had an afro, hair line was about 2 feet forward. I mean, what a long time ago. So I guess I can say happy birthday to you, but it's reminding me about how old I'm getting. I could be depressed, but I think I'm looking good. Therefore, I don't mind wishing you a happy birthday, my brother. Happy 31. Wishing you many, many more to come. Keep doing your thing. And get older. It's all right.
I can't tell you how excited I am right now. No other birthday message matters. Not a single one. Because I'm pretty sure that's the first time Stephen A. Smith has acknowledged my existence in public. And I am down with that. It is Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Good Lord, Janae. You pulled off the impossible.
Look, it's Mount Rushmore, I guess. So I know who's on one. Got it. Check.
Yes. Yes, Stephen A. firmly in position one on Mount Rushmore in sports talk radio, in sports media, and my life on this one. I know Cliff.
And happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Now it's real.
Now it's real. Now you feel the pressure?
Now I feel all the pressure, and pressure burst pipes, or it's going to make diamonds. Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. And we will see. Now I'm amped, and now I'm ready to go, which is good because we're rolling up to the Monday Night Football matchup for the ages. And coming up in, again, about 10 minutes, we got Steve Levy joining us, going to get us all ready for what's going on in the booth for Monday Night Football. But, Janae, I know you have been heartbroken for the last couple weeks. Rough start to your fantasy football season, but Fantasy QB1 is here to rescue you tonight. Lamar
yes.
Jackson going out there, going to get it done, right?
I need his full 20-plus points on my fantasy team to get my first win of the season. And it's funny because I always think about, you know, how great Lamar Jackson has been. He's 21-3 as a starter. But the Chiefs have accounted for two of those losses. But I feel like the time is right now. Because if you look at the wins, right, if you look at the Chiefs' wins, they beat the Texans and they also beat the Chargers. But what did it take to beat the Texans? That says more about the Texans. What did it take to beat the Chargers? It was in overtime. But you look at the Ravens, crushed the Browns, and they beat my Texans too. So, like, if you're looking at who's playing well for the first 2 weeks of the season, I'm feeling good about Lamar and the Ravens.
I am too, and I'll tell you why here in a second. But first, I want to hear from one of the other voices of the Monday Night Football booth. That would be our own Lewis Riddick, who joined the guys on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning and talked about exactly what you just described. What makes Lamar Jackson so special?
You know, sometimes guys, obviously, they respect the heck out of other people to the point where, you know, they go, look, real recognizes real, so to speak. I understand that this guy does some things maybe a little bit differently to me, but then there's always that aspect to your game of you're trying to improve it, right? You're trying to take from other people, be hypercritical of yourself so you can be one of the very best. So I was just wondering if there was something that maybe he saw in Pat's game that he was like, you know, I can incorporate that a little bit into my game and just, you know, and try and win another one of these MVPs.
So
but when he said no, when he said no, man, I'm not, I was kind of like, you know what though? That's what makes Lamar Lamar, which at this point is one of the very best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Again, you can check Lewis and Steve Levy, who's going to join us out in the Monday Night Football booth, covered starting at 8 Eastern on ESPN. And, Janae, that interview is hilarious, by the way, because Lamar gave him that answer. And Lewis was, like many of us, not prepared to have to go to his next question that quickly in all of that. But you know what? I liken this, and this actually reminds me a lot, because the more and more I think about the Kansas City Chiefs, the more and more I think about the Golden State Warriors when they were really going to town. No lead's ever safe, and this is a team that's so comfortable in their greatness. I don't know if they're necessarily as worried about having their foot all the way pressed down on the gas during the regular season, especially because they know they're going to win that division. They're going to be one of the best teams in football, and they can come back for most anything. The Ravens seem like a very motivated LeBron James Cavaliers team, especially where in the regular season you can go out there because this team is still trying to build to that point where they get over the hump in that uniform. And so Lamar Jackson and this Ravens outfit are so dialed in, and they do the thing well naturally that's given the Chiefs problems over the last couple of seasons, which is even in high-scoring affairs, like I think of the Patriots matchup against the Chiefs in the last couple of years, ball control can help you out. And if you can just steal one or two possessions from a guy like Patrick Mahomes, I understand EPA, I understand all the things that make modern football great, but the Ravens are going to put up points. They're also going to dictate the terms. Look for J.K. Dobbins, Mark Ingram in that backfield to have a big hand in the game tonight and all this. But ultimately, I think the Ravens get this dub now. I don't know if this means I'm going to pick them to win the Super Bowl. I think that's still going to be the Chiefs when it's all said and done. But I think this should be one that we talk about for a while after this.
That is hopefully the case. Now, you know, that analogy between the Warriors and the Cavaliers, LeBron James and Steph Curry, it's cool because, you know, a lot of times when we say contrasting styles of ball or play, right, it's sort of like offense versus defense, where they lean their hats on. But here it's contrasting offenses, right? And what I really think, you know, will be something to look for, you know, when it comes to this situation is also like the sense of urgency. Do the Chiefs need to win now? Is there pressure for them to win now versus the Ravens? I feel like the pressure more airs on the Ravens side, which might, you know, air on them winning. But still, these guys, these Chiefs, they feel, it seems like they're comfortable even when they're down, right? Because I believe it was 4 out of their last 5 wins, they won after being down double digits. So like the urgency in the moment, like we are looking forward to this matchup. I feel like it probably will mean more because after you have, I mean, I haven't won a championship. I won like 2 in high school. Okay. But like after you win one, you sort of feel that pressure unburdening. You can say like, you know what? We're going to turn on when it really matters most. But the difference here is this is such a unique season where you don't know what's, you can't take anything for granted. So I feel like it levels out, but it still airs where pressure, but also more likely motivation airs on the side of the Ravens.
Absolutely. I think you earn arrogance in sports, and the Chiefs have earned a boatload of arrogance based on what they've put on tape.
But is it too much?
In the biggest moments, I think it'll be too much for this game. Again, in the long term, they know what they're made of. They know what they brought back and what they're built on. Even a better might be the Baltimore Ravens looking like Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks, that motivation and MVP candidate who hasn't yet, because Lamar has had 2 early bounces from the postseason so far in his career. How does he turn that into a win on Monday Night Football? We will ask the voice of Monday Night Football, Steve Levy, that question when he joins us next. Chidane and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Chidane and Golic Jr., the podcast.
JoJo, happy birthday, buddy. I figured I'd make you a happy birthday video from your favorite place in the world, ESPN's campus, doing your favorite thing in the world. I'm eating. You probably don't do the salads much, though, so. But no, happy birthday, bud. You know, I think the world of you, and I think you're incredibly good at what you do, and you earn it all. So the thing I love about you the most, and the thing I value most about our friendship is that I know I could trust you. What you know we've talked about is rare. So happy birthday, man. You're one of the good ones. Enjoy, buddy.
An absolute legend, our ESPN NFL analyst, Dan Orlovsky. Appreciate the kind words from Dano. It is certainly all love there for one of CT's finest. It's Chiné and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. And as we talk about great voices in the world of football, we are delighted to be joined by the voice of Monday Night Football as we get ready for a matchup of the ages. Joining us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line is our very own Steve Levy, who will be on the call with the guys. You can see Monday Night Football starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Steve, we've been looking forward to this one for a while, man. How are you feeling heading into this one? First year in the booth for Monday Night Football, and you got a barn burner on your hands in week 3.
Yeah, let me add my happy as well. And
thank you.
Yeah, I got 4 walls in this hotel room, and I'm bounced off all of them equally. You know, we're going to be shot out of a cannon at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight, and we are all fired up. And you're right, ever since that NFL schedule came out, that probably should be a national holiday. It's, you know, such a great day. And then you see, all right, not only is this game on the calendar, and then wait a second, they gave it to us? It's on Monday Night Football, too, and so, yeah, that got everybody going, and we're fired up to get over there and sort of get out of the way. This is a game that sort of should take care of itself, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to all the fireworks on the field. And Steve, yeah, going into any game, you always hear teams say, we can't just roll out of bed and beat somebody. But I look at this Kansas City Chiefs team with Patrick Mahomes, the overtime win against the Chargers last week, what they've done through the course of the playoffs. Is this a team that really can just show up and basically beat anyone just being themselves, knowing they've got 15 in that red jersey?
You know, that might work on some weeks, maybe even a lot of weeks, but not tonight. I think, you know, the Chiefs have been living on the edge, you know, through the postseason, you know, in the Super Bowl last year, too. So they could have they could have really been in big trouble last week against the Chargers, and they won in overtime. Harrison Butker was, you know, unbelievable what he went through. And, I think Patrick Mahomes felt that. Patrick Mahomes was hit in that game last week, I think, a lot more than he's used to getting hit. And, listen, you know, teams around the league, copycat league, whatever you want to say, they're watching film. And I think Wink Martindale, the Ravens defensive coordinator, obviously studied that tape like everybody else. And they're going to take pieces, you know, from that Chargers defense, what they did to the Kansas City offense. Now, look, you got to have the athletes, right? You got to have the guys and the skill. And I think Baltimore does on defense. They love to blitz the quarterback. And that's one of the really fun things tonight, right? It's the gamble. Do you go after Patrick Mahomes and take the chance of him getting outside the pocket and taking off? So, hey, man, everywhere you look on the field tonight, there's going to be really something interesting to watch.
Here with Steve Levy, voice of Monday Night Football, and Chinay Ngola Jr. Now, on the other side, Steve, we know a real opportunity lies with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson coming off of an MVP season, unfinished business. What opportunity does Lamar have tonight? And also, where have you seen him improve?
Well, we will get that answer from Steve in just a second because his line cut out for us. Again, he mentioned being too hyped for this game, and it has clearly affected the cell phone coverage and availability. So we've got Steve back now. And Steve, Chinay just asked about Lamar Jackson, his thought going into tonight with a huge opportunity, 0-2 against Patrick Mahomes up until this point in his career. And we know MVP, but a couple of early playoff losses for him and the team.
You know, if that's bothering him, he did not express that to us. You know, I like to think everybody, when we talk to them, they give us an honest answer. And so, you know, I don't know Lamar that well. So I'm a lot in college, obviously, at Louisville. But, you know, he did not let on that, you know, being 0-2 to Patrick is bothering him. He did not let on. He's not happy about losing the playoffs, but the playoff record. In fact, he wouldn't even give us the fact that tonight's a big game. He said, look, no, they're all kind of the same. Just another game. And in fact, you know, as far as say, you know what, and after tonight, we got a short week because we got to play Washington next week. So he would not give me the crumb as saying that tonight's a big game for a variety of reasons. I think he's tired of me and everybody else asking about the comparisons to Patrick. He did say if he could take one thing that Mahomes does, he would like to be able to throw the football as far as Mahomes does. But I think that's pretty much the end of it. And Lamar likes what he's doing. He's doing a great job, and you know, he's got the running game as well going, and they're going to run the football tonight. There's no question about that. For as effective as Lamar has been and accurate, he's, you know, 78% completion percentage, a great percentage of that from the pocket. This offense can do everything.
Steve, I'm curious with that, as we're talking to Steve Levy from Monday Night Football, and I saw the conversation with Lewis Riddick where Lamar Jackson basically says, no, I'm my own man in these situations. Right. You do mention that running game. How exciting for everyone going in tonight? Maybe the two best rookie running backs right now in J.K. Dobbins out of Ohio State for this Baltimore squad, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who had a coming-out party for the ages. How excited are we to see a running game? Talking about running backs in 2020.
No, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's up and down the depth charts, really. How about the tight ends? You got Kelsey and Andrews, right? Two of the great tight ends. Oh, by the way, and it's not as sexy, I get it, got the two most accurate kickers in NFL history in the game tonight. And, you know, would anybody be surprised if this came down to a field goal late? So the running game is outstanding. Offensive lines are pretty good. Lots of speed on the outside, right? The Ravens were all joking about that the Sammy Watkins, who we think will play tonight, you know, that he's the slow guy, right? You got Tyreek Hill and a Mecole Hardman of 4-2 guys, and Sammy's, you know, 4-3. So, listen, there is skill and talent and excitement everywhere you look. You know, my biggest prediction or guarantee for tonight is probably not going to be a 10-7 kind of game. There should be, you know, a lot of highlights and a lot of electric plays on the field tonight.
Everybody hammer the over. We're looking forward to it, Steve. We're looking forward to checking out you and the rest of the guys for this one tonight. Thanks for the time, and have a good one tonight. Enjoy it. I know
thanks,
we
Steve.
Will.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Again, you can check out Steve Levy alongside Lewis Riddick, Brian Greasy, and Lisa Salters. Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. And Chinay, it really, the more and more I think about this one, I am amazed when he brings up these running backs. We talk so much about the position, how it's changed. You're going to see two of the best young running backs in the business in Clyde Edwards-Helaire and J.K. Dobbins tonight, and I think they could go a long way. And swaggy kickers, like he mentioned. Unreal.
I know. So many things to watch for, but I'm just, like, a little bit more worried about you. Like, hopefully you'll make it to 8 Eastern. I think you will. You're riding high.
I'm starting to slowly get there. Again, the only way through it with all of this food, cake, donuts, Chipotle around us is to just keep on plowing through it.
That's
so,
it. That's it. All the way till the end of the game.
Find an excuse or find a way. We only find a way around these parts here. So, again, we're looking forward to Monday Night Football tonight.
Yes.
It is going to be an absolute blast.
Then I can unveil my shirt, depending on a certain team winning.
Ooh, all right, that's right. We've had the long tease of Chiney's shirt. So we will get to that. And plus, coming up next, as we look towards the NBA Finals that start on Wednesday, the one matchup that may define the series. We'll tell you who it is next on Chiney and Golic Jr.